This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. For today's episode, I speak with Derek Nakamura, and he is a time waiver therapist based out of Hawaii on the Big Island. And he describes himself as a chef of frequencies. Basically, he works with Healy, making custom frequencies that you can add to your device. And he works with the time waiver, and he just seems to be a magician and a great chef. I highly recommend his work, but I'm also really interested in sharing with you his life story, his perspective, and just allowing your mind to let in some information that might be beyond your current state of consciousness. There's so much out there that we just don't always have in our awareness. And it's really fun to talk to Derek and connect with some things that expand our consciousness. I hope you enjoy. Hi, everyone. I'd like to let you know about some new services that I have on my website. So if you go to sararossiter.com/sessions, you'll see that I'm offering some new things. I've got intuitive coaching, where I can help you hear your inner guidance and really clear away anything that is holding you back and allow you to follow your intuition and take action. And then I have psychic readings, which I highly recommend as a first step. It will help to connect you with a vision of your highest self and create a roadmap to become the brightest version of you, your work, and manifest the life of your dreams. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're wondering, where should I begin? I recommend that because we can get to know each other and find out really what the angels and guides have in mind for you, which is such a beautiful process. Then I'm also offering tapping now. I have emotional freedom technique as a offering. I will help you develop a tapping script and work on issues that might be limiting beliefs or patterns and let them go. So bring in more positive affirmations to support you with a healthy and joyous outlook. Also, I'm offering sending Healy frequencies and doing a resonance or an aura scan. So we talk about free Healy in this episode, and you can see what it's like just for a 20-minute session to check it out before you buy one. And then I'm offering Reiki. So this is a session where I remotely send you Reiki healing energy. It's very beautiful, very supportive and light. Also, I do animal readings and healing. So if you have an animal in your life with a question or an issue, I can help check in and also send them healing energy, including Reiki and Healy frequencies. So I really enjoy working with people in this way. In addition to my creative work and teaching and recording podcasts, I love working with individuals, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome, Derek, to the podcast, and I'm so happy to have you. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do over there in Hawaii.
Well, aloha, everybody from Hawaii. I'm from Hawaii.
You're in the Big Island, right? You're the Big Island,
Hawaii, the one with the volcano that's actually erupting now. So it's actually, I feel it brings, rebirth type of energy. And I like it. So that's where we are. And actually, I was born in Los Angeles. My parents were both from Hawaii. My father was born here on the Big Island, and my mother was born in Oahu. So this is actually where my roots are. And LA was where I grew up, and that's where I had a different life, actually. And then it transformed when I moved to Hawaii. And that's when my journey into helping people heal themselves started.
So, I was reading on your website that you started working with frequency about 12 years ago, that your wife had this amazing experience and came home and told you, we got to get that machine. And so what's your journey been like in terms of frequency and how's that going?
Well, so it actually started in around 2010. We picked up this machine from the UK because, again, she had this experience in Japan. She actually wanted me to go to Russia and get it, but I didn't want to do that and learn Russian. So I looked around and I found this one from the UK that was pretty amazing. We used it for about 2 years. And then I was introduced to Time Waver. And that was the one for us. So we picked up the Time Waver Med, actually, which is, it's kind of, if you have a Healy, I call it the mothership. It's one of the motherships. And the Med actually does the vibration part without wires into the information field. And I got to work with that till, 2017 is when I went to the conference in Germany. And that's when I picked up the Time Waver frequency device, which is another mothership. And that's the other side of Healy, the pink app side. And that's where I get to do programs and use the microcurrent to affect these cells. And it's been wonderful. And now we get to help people all over the world is what it is. And it's just great to do that. Cause like I said, my life before wasn't about helping people. It was about hurting them, actually. I grew up in East LA where it was kind of like gangland. And I got involved with that and everything to do with gangs and in jail when I was 14 and drugs, alcohol. And then I actually became a drug dealer and addicted to drugs.
Big change.
But when I moved to Hawaii, I needed to change.
Yeah.
Hawaii said, I heard a voice say, if you don't change your life, you cannot live here.
Oh.
And I listened. Otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't be here.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What an intense story. So how did you begin to transform yourself, if you don't mind sharing?
What happened was, my life was like that in LA and I moved to Hawaii and I had a job and I got charged with terroristic threatening and assault and battery. And this was at the airline. So I remember coming off an airplane. I flew to LA and then I came back and all these police were on the airplane and they told me to go clean out my locker. I used to work for them. And then I did. And I went to the building that the sheriff goes, are you Derek? And I go, yeah. He goes, what'd you do? You got charged with terroristic threatening and assault and battery. And I go, what? So anyway, I hired a lawyer to quit my job. And then I went to see a psychic. And she told me a bunch of things like your life's like a mirror and whatever you put out comes back. And then I kind of went, okay, now I understand what's going on. And after that psychic and losing my job, I decided to try, a different picture in the mirror. And look what happened. Yeah, but I got to tell you that, the one thing that really was the part that really transformed me was forgiving myself. Because I talked to God and I asked him if I was a bad person and all these things that I did because I felt guilty about him. And he said, no, you're not a bad person. Those are just lessons in life. Don't do them again. And to be free, you just need to forgive yourself. And I did that. And it just completely lifted everything. And I was like a clean slate again. It's like, I'm free. And that was the biggest part of my transformation was forgiving myself.
Yeah, that's really hard to do, I think, for everyone. But your situation was more extreme. And so I'm so impressed that you were able to break through and find that answer. And how did you forgive yourself? Was it like a single moment or was it like a...
I went to some different, Hawaii has a lot of spots that like they call them power spots, if you want to call them that. But it has a lot of different energies here. So like I said, the volcanoes, you know, lava is coming out of the center of the earth, which is like rebirth. So I went to the volcano and I went through the lava tube and I chanted in there and I asked for forgiveness. And when I came out, it was like being reborn, you know, like you're in the womb and you come out and you're reborn. So I did that. I went to Mauna Kea on the Big Island, which is the tallest mountain in the world. It's taller than Mount Everest if you measure it from the ocean floor. So you know, that's a special place too. I went up there and I asked for forgiveness. And then we actually have another spot a little bit south of where I live called Pu'uhonua Ohonaunau, which is called the City of Refuge. And that was a place to ask for forgiveness if you had some things going on in your life and wasn't working out. You could go there and get blessed by the priest and absolved of all your wrongdoings and sins, purified, and then you can go back to your village. And that's a big spot where I had a lot of peace. And I went to the spring that comes from Mauna Loa, and it comes out to the ocean, and I washed myself and did cleansing. I mean, yeah, I did a bunch of different things on the island all around and just asked for forgiveness. And then it happened. I just came back lighter and refreshed and ready for this journey of helping people heal themselves.
That's so incredibly beautiful. Thank you for sharing that story. Yeah, and I was thinking about frequencies and wondering what kind of work you do on yourself. Do you use the Time Waver, the Healy? Like, how do you, what's your practice for yourself?
Practice for myself is part guinea pig because, you know, all the programs that I make, you got to try them out. It's see if they, what I feel. And what happens is, I get frequencies every day, all day, probably. I'm thinking about them in my head and working out things because, you know, people inspire me usually. Most of my programs are from people asking for something that they needed. It's kind of interesting. I got to say a lot of that's from that. And, so I get to use frequencies all day, every day. And I use the Time Waver Med to do some other things. We have that's the one that sent it to your information field. So yeah. I have some set things that I use for protection. It's more like a protection thing for that one. And then every now and then I'll run a scan on myself to see where I'm at, what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to ask you about protection because like right now I'm running my Healy with the coil on it. And I'm always running the bioenergetic protection program. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, I just feel like that's what I'm supposed to run. That's what I get intuitively, but it feels kind of empty sometimes. So I'm just curious, like, what are your thoughts on the protection program in particular? And what's the difference between maybe what you're running? And I know it's unique to each person. Like I'm working on different issues than you're working on. So we're going to receive it differently.
That's part of it too. I mean, the program is set with frequencies and the frequencies have different properties. It kind of depends. I want to say, you know, I consider myself like a chef because I get to make all these different dishes, you know, and it's the intention that goes behind it. So, you know, The programs in the Healy are made by, I'm not sure who, or is it AI, or so, you know, that's what you're feeling, right? Now, if you get a program from a therapist, you know, I get my little fingers in there or whatever, and my intention and everything, it's going to be different.
Yes.
That's what I can tell you about those, because I don't know what's in those, but I've seen some, you know, a couple of the programs that they make, and it's,
they fall flat.
I'm not putting it down, but yeah, it's just.
Yeah. No, I'm not dissing the Healy programs either. I mean, they're awesome. And it was a great place for me to start for the first 6 months. But when I started working with your programs, your, you know, custom programs, I think I got 8 from you. I got so excited the first time I went to order. I noticed a huge difference. The first night I worked on a couple different ones. I think it was the self-love and the true love.
Oh, those are
angelic Solfeggio. Is that how you say it?
Angelic solfeggio.
Solfeggio. Right. So though okay. I could immediately feel some distinct different, my heart just kind of felt warm and open and really loving. And it was dramatic, which is not always the case with the Healy in the information field, the blue app. It's not always like an immediate, it's more like a general like gauze over one's experience. Mm-hmm. But with running your custom programs, I was instantly like, wow, I haven't felt love like this in 10 years. This is fun.
There you go. That's the intention and chef part, because, you know, I can even show you my screen how I make them, but sure. We get to put in the desired state. And that's the part where I put, you know, it's going to do this, or it's going to help you with this. And that's the special part. That's when you're feeling like all of me, and even the stuff when I was, you know, in the gutter stuff, but it's that transformation of there to here, and you're getting all of that into the program. And that's what you're feeling. I guess that's how I can put it. Cause I'm also a massage therapist, and that started in 2000 because I told you my psychic told me I needed to look in the mirror and change my life. So that massage part came in, and it's like that. It's just feeling what's going on in the body. I can feel that just by touching somebody. So, and transmitting what it is, it's transmitting what you're asking for back to yourself. And I believe that I'm doing that through the programs with the frequencies too. You're asking for something, and then it's actually coming back to you what you're asking for through these programs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense a lot. I feel like you must have a practice where you've slowed down things a bit, where you're able to see clearly in between the moments that some of us speed right through. And like, for example, I was thinking about anger or frustration, you know, like if your child drops a glass, like your instant reaction might be like, I mean, I'm not putting you on a pedestal, but I have this sense in what we're talking about of like, my reaction might be like, no. And based on what you're saying, your reaction is kind of like, I see the glass fall.
I do have a 2-year-old, and we do have that. And
how's it going with
my wife? My wife is the one, wah, and I'm the one that, oh, well, I guess we didn't need that glass anymore. Or, you know, it's like that.
The art of being human, right? Starting to deconstruct our...
Everybody's a little bit different, and that's just me. I can't really change that. I tell people it's because, you know, I did all those drugs, I lost all those brain cells, the ones that
the stress drugs. There.
So I just have these left, and these are the ones I'm dealing with, and that's why I'm like that.
Well, good for you. And I really love the text that you sent me along, and it's also on your website when you talk mm-hmm. about these custom programs, like the solfeggio one, for example. Okay. It talks about clearing guilt and removing obstacles to self-realization, allowing you to achieve your goals. Like this is just such beautiful things that you're writing. And then the affirmation is like, I am at peace with my guilt, and I release the past so that I can step into the future with pure intentions. That stuff is amazing.
Isn't that cool? That's what I want to happen for everybody, you know. And again, that's what, you know, you can put just the frequency and this is, you can just say, does this, or you can, you know, do this. And like the purple crystal ball in back of me, you can do stuff like that. And that's what it's all about. And that's what my programs are about. And people ask, you know, what makes your programs different? Like you're asking about Healy, and there's your answer. What about other therapists? And it's the same thing. We all have our own intentions. And, you know, you go to the bakery you know, there's two bakeries next to each other and one has a long line, the other one doesn't. They're selling the same thing. That's the same kind of thing. It's just
your
just
mana.
The mana, which is the universal healing power of, you know, the universe. And we all have that, actually. You have mana. Everybody has mana.
Yeah, but you're just helping us to tap into ours with a little bit of like extra push. Like, hey, here's what it feels like. Try it out.
It's helping people heal themselves because we're all self-healers. I'm not the healer, definitely. You know, you cut your finger and it heals by itself, right? So we're self-healers. That just proves it. You're a self-healer. And we can do that. I just kind of, sometimes people, I want to say they can't open the door because they don't have the right key. So I just help them. I give them the key to open the door. And then this is what happens. I'm the key.
Yeah, I love it. And I feel like we're talking about intention too, because when you first sent me the programs, you said something like, it's if you just run the Healy or any frequency device, without setting an intention first, it's like getting in a taxi cab and not telling them where to go.
Yeah, I have to simplify that because I get that question so many times. And I guess my answer is a little bit over people's head. But yeah, it's your intention. I mean, we create what we think about. If you
it really empowered me to do more with my program. Instead of just running it and going about my business, I set an intention. I ran it and then I went to sleep. You even mentioned like sleep is the most powerful time to reprogram your subconscious.
Oh yeah.
So you were like, consciously choose your dreams. Think of sleep like a giant meditation.
Yep.
And it was just really a different perspective that helped me to tap into all this power that I had. I didn't realize that I was missing out on.
Exactly. And we all have that, you see, and we just kind of bypass it. We don't access it. And the subconscious mind, that's the one that, you know, can really, that's the one that gets stuff done. It's like the boss. And once you tell the boss you want something done, it starts delegating stuff. Okay, you need to do that. And then it turns into like, it's called, what is that? Law of attraction. That's what I call it, the law of attraction. So you get that subconscious mind going and then it starts, you start thinking positive and changing things and it starts to happen. Just like I changed my life. It was different. And to come out of that, it's like, I came out of it and I did it. And you know, you know, when I quit cocaine, that was one of the drugs. But then I quit cigarettes, and that was easy. It just was, you know, because I already knew how to conquer that cravings and withdrawals and all that. So, quitting cigarettes was easy. And it used to be because it was just more connected.
There's so much I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about divine channeling. Let's talk about like how that voice comes to you and tells you, you got to stop this. You're a mirror. Like, what has your experience been of communicating with divine energy, information? Like, how does that work for you? Can you expand upon that a little?
Well, I want to say that, you know, if you turn off your mind, that's when the messages come, actually. So, you know, we're always thinking. That's a block. So almost if you stop thinking, that's when you can really get messages and feel things. I tell people that they say, well, how do you turn off your mind? You know, let's say you smell somebody cooking some chocolate chip cookies, you know, your neighbor, or let's say, you know, the house is, you know, behind something like in the next block, but you can smell it. You go, gosh, I can smell those cookies. And you can't see them, but you can smell them. And if you close your eyes and walk, let's say, you'll find it, right? But if you try to think about it, like, you won't find it. So I tell people, if you can think that way and turn off your brain, like your eyes is your brain, turn that off and use just your nose, you'll be able to find it. So that's turning off your brain and getting the answers and finding what you're looking for. That's how I, again, a simplified version of it, but that's pretty much what I do, is just turn off my brain. And, you know, you ask that first intention or that affirmation, like, okay, I'm looking for this. And then you just go, and then it comes. Yeah. And it's, for me, it's coming a little bit faster now, I want to say. It's almost instant. You know, someone comes up with a problem or an issue, and they go, do you have a program that can help me with this? And they go, oh, let me think about it a little bit. And then all these frequencies start going, and the program can come together, because I know the properties of what they do. Like, I got one right in front of me called, it's not out yet, as it's kind of testing some guinea pig, but it's called Divine Code. And it's created for, you know, for manifestation of your deepest heart's desires, greater self-love and self-acceptance, healing you physically, emotional, spiritually, filling you with peace, inner joy, unity, community, more freedom, less fear in life. I mean, someone inspired me for that one. Can you help me out with something in my life? And that came up, you know. So, yeah, that's how it works. That connection is pretty much turning off your brain and feeling.
That's amazing. I also kept thinking of the ocean and the trees on your island while you were talking. Like, you must spend time in nature to get connected. Yeah.
Well, it's all around us. I live on a coffee farm.
So, can't help it. Yeah. When you're not with the purple crystal ball, you're with the trees.
I'm with the trees and the chickens and all that, and nature, and, you know, picking our avocado tree. We just pick some, and our banana bunches and mangoes and all that. So, and then, you know, we have our daughters. We go to the beach every week. Friday is my day. I don't work on Fridays. I turn off the phone, everything. So if you try to catch me on a Friday, you probably won't, because I don't even answer my phone. So we go to the beach and hang out and just be, and she's two years old right now. So it's kind of a cool age. She's really teaching us a lot of things. She's teaching me more of being in the moment. You know, a lot of times we're not in the moment. We're thinking about other things and we miss what the moment is. And she's taught us, my wife and I both, I think, about the moment. We got to enjoy the moment. And we got to take more pictures and videos. Otherwise, you miss that moment. Go, did you take a picture? No. Oh, no. So, yeah. Being in the moment is important, very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss that age, too.
To be it again, because I got a two-year-old, so I can crawl around in the dirt and roll around and drool and all that. I mean, I drooled anyway, but now I have an excuse.
You gotta get back. Yeah. Get back to the basics, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. I mean, I think I always have, I really haven't grown up. So my wife always told me, can you act like an adult? Why do you have to be that way? I don't know. Sorry. So now I have an excuse. I got my daughter. So
you got to have fun.
Her level. Yeah. You got to play. Exactly.
That was just making me think a frequency program for children would be really great.
You know, I want to say I have that going, ADDH, ADD. I've got even, what is that one? Autism.
Do you have one?
Okay. Autism. And I've been working with about 5 clients, and we've taken little steps, which is big. You know, even the little steps are big. And yeah, the programs are doing that. I'm so excited to get more children to work with. I'd like to help out the children, because they're the future. and just help them out, you know, having, I'm not saying a better life, but just improved ability to interact is what it is. Usually with autism, they kind of withdraw, and this is getting them to react, interact with, you know, their parents, even smiling, not banging their head against the wall, not being angry all the time, throwing things. And, you know, we're getting little steps, progress, helping those things. So it's just been wonderful. The first one I started off was actually an adult in the 30s. And I made a program together with the father. And I, you know, I didn't ask too much. But the next morning I got an email, I said, thanks. And I go, oh, so how'd it go? He goes, well, my son, he smiled at me, shook my hand and said, thank you. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. He's never done that. He's never done that before. And he's 34. And that, like, why? You know, I just went, oh my gosh, the program, we did that and we helped your son. So that's how it's been. It's been a journey of helping people, again, heal themselves. And to be part of that is just wonderful. And it's all over the world. I just got a 116 program order from China. I have a one of the group leaders organize some stuff, but I got 116 programs in China now. all these different ones. Peniel. And you know what, when they wanted karmic energy healing.
For sure.
They all want good karma. So every single one ordered that. It was pretty about, there is about 40 people, and everybody ordered that. All 40 people ordered karmic energy healer. But again, it's, you know, all over the world. And I put in there, I don't know if I wrote, but the purpose of my programs is to help raise the vibration, your vibration. And that in turn raises the vibration of the planet, because if you're vibrating, and then another person gets next to you, they're going to vibrate too. And it's going to spread. And it actually has, because, yeah, like I said, China, we got Australia, New Zealand, Dubai, even I got India, Thailand, Malaysia, you know, you name it. I got the countries. I even got in Ireland. I got this Ireland guy. I was talking to him. Yeah.
So just to be clear, for people who don't know what the Healy is, it's a frequency device. And so Derek makes programs, and all these people that you're talking about, they have Healys, and they're asking you to give them some custom programs, and they're, you know, working in groups in different countries. That's amazing. Yeah.
It is amazing. Yeah. It is a microcurrent device that's used for different, it's not really for.
With electrodes, you could use it actually on your body for pain, but then you're making programs that are used with or without electrodes, right?
You can use something, there's a coil that attaches to it, or you can just use it wirelessly. And it looks like this. I got mine running right here. It's just a small, I don't know if you can see that.
You got to hold it in front of your face because you got your blue screen.
There it is. Yeah. And it's the Healy. Mine's running.
And so what's yours attached to? You got a nice cord on there.
You know, I did a custom thing. I'm a DIY person.
Yeah.
I burned a little hole in there.
It's your necklace.
And it's my thing that I can wear like this.
Smart, because mine's always falling out of my pocket.
Yeah, so I just attached that. There's a lanyard attachment, but then you lose the clip. And if you lose the clip,
then it
doesn't. So anyway, and if you have the clip when you're using the coil, there's a coil. It holds it on better for those of you that have a coil that keeps falling off. If you have the clip on there, go ahead and use it with the coil. It keeps it on, wrap it with a rubber band, and that way you won't lose the coil. Because my wife lost one of our coils, and we can't find it. So,
yeah, I've been giving I have two, and my daughter needs the one with the pink app to go to sleep, and then the other one I run the blue app on the other child. But every night after about an hour after she goes to sleep, I'll hear this like bang on the floor, and she drops in the middle of the night, and then we look under the bed the next day to find it. I'm like, where's my Healy? It's so cute how they each have programs that they like. And the younger one, this is interesting. So I was always trying to run protection programs for her. She falls a lot. And she always asked for pain. She was like, I want the pain program, mommy. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, yeah. And I tried to trick her a few times and change it up. And she's like, no, I want the pain one. And she knows the icon and everything, even though she couldn't read. And then later I was looking up the meaning of the pain app and I found some connection with energetic stuff in the mind. And I thought, you know, she's very intuitive. She knew which one she mm-hmm. wanted, even though it wasn't running with electrodes. And they say it doesn't really work with, you know, the coil. It still worked. It works on a lot of different levels. And I wonder, this is hard for so many people to describe. Maybe you could give us some really one-on-one information about, like, what is this? How does frequency work? Like, for people that have never tried the Healy, never tried Time Waver, how would you explain it to, like, you know, the person next door who's like, Derek, I want to try what you do, but I don't understand.
Well, you know, everything is a frequency. Really, everything is a vibration. And it's a frequency. And what we're doing with, you know, we have some with brainwave frequencies, like alpha, beta, gamma, delta waves. Those are brainwaves. And then we have some that are called resonant frequencies. Resonant frequency is like an opera singer. And when they sing a certain note, they can break the crystal glass. What they're doing is they're matching that resonance of the glass. And that's why it breaks. So some of the frequencies are like that if you want to make something disappear. So it works that way. Or, you know, we have some brainwave frequencies that can activate different neurotransmitters, that kind of thing. And again, it's a frequency. Everything's a frequency. So I tell people our body is like, let's say it's like a big piano and it has all these strings. And sometimes those strings get out of tune. And what we can do with frequencies is we can get them back in tune. And the Healy pretty much has a mode where it scans you. The first 15 minutes or so of my programs is an automatic scan of all your cells. And what it's doing is it's measuring the cell voltage. And whatever comes back a little bit minus of what it's supposed to be, it'll give you a frequency to get that back in balance. So about the first 15 minutes of the program, that's what Healy's doing to you. It's getting your cells a little bit warmed up and back in tune. And then we have a time frame. I can do anywhere from 15 minutes up to, you know, an hour of frequencies that are specific for a condition or an issue or something you'd like to solve. And then the last 10 minutes is it's vibrating into your emotional body. You know, we have a physical body and then we have an emotional body. It's a layer. It's a little bit outside of the physical. And what that's doing is it's sealing in all the stuff we did to the physical body. And it finishes off with this like protection bubble around you. And that's way the frequencies kind of stay with you and do their thing. And that's what Healy does. It tunes your piano. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Uh-huh. And you mentioned before, like the cellular level, is that the sort of warming up and the tuning? They're scanning what's happening in your cells, and then they're sent. Like, is there a I once read something about the programs come from actual, like say the Bach flower remedy ones. Like mm-hmm. they measured the frequency of that remedy. Then how does that work? They're sending that frequency to you to simulate as if you were taking the remedy. I mean, maybe not a good example, but
yeah, Bach flower is in the blue app and that's sending you information field, which is, it's a vibration, but it's into your information field. Now the Healy, if I had a Hertz for that, and I do have some remedies and some essential oils that I do know how many hertz it vibrates at. And I can put that in a program for the Healy and vibrate that to your cells that way. I can also use the Time Waver Med, the machine I have, and send you the Bach flowers into your information field without the wires and even long distance. Because of quantum physics, there is no time, no distance. Everything is here and now. it's kind of a wild thing to think of, but you know, our creator, Marcus Smike, he was a monk for about 13 years. And then his mind is quantum physics. So he put the two together, how to connect to our consciousness. And that's what Mind Waver is pretty much all about, and all their little devices, and connecting yourself to your consciousness, to yourself.
It's amazing.
Right? It is amazing. Yeah.
It's almost like impossible to talk about, but because I've had the physical sensation of working with the frequency device, I feel it. And I'm like, yeah, totally makes perfect sense. But then to go and explain it to other people, there's like this disconnect between like our society does not believe in the quantum field, even though you talk about quantum physics. You know, that most people are like, you're nuts. What are you talking about? And but you're so happy. So I'm curious why you're so happy. Maybe I want to believe you, but I'm like suspicious.
Yeah, we have the doubters. You know, I have this one guy because I have a frequency called peace and love. And, you know, it actually has the a frequency that replicates the effects of marijuana. You know, and I and the person I know, he likes that. So anyway, I go, you got to try. He goes, yeah, right. That's going to do that. And I got to tell you, you know, if you've experienced that, you do get that feeling. If you've never experienced it, then it gives you a more grounded, calm, really peaceful feeling. But if you experience marijuana, then you're going to be, wow, this is cool. I've got people on video. I mean, yeah, they tell me, and it's so funny because he does that. Yeah,
but it's not. It was time waver that you do.
No, it's a program frequency. I have. Okay, if you look on my website, it's called Peace and Love. And, yeah, and I even explained it in there.
Yeah,
it's not really, you know, to a like recreational kind of thing. It's more, it's for peace and love. I mean, that's what it has. The love frequency in there. It also has astral projection and a little bit of endorphin release. Just to help you relax, chill out, peace and love.
All right, let's go from there into astral projection. Derek, fill me in. So I saw that you channeled a beautiful message recently on Facebook, and I was so inspired. I was like, hey, that's a message that just really resonated for me. And I'm curious what you can tell us about, you know, the larger universe that we're not always tuned into. There's a lot of information out there, a lot of great beings. Like, what could you share with us that would be helpful in this moment? How does it work?
How does it work? Well, it's like I said, it's when you turn off your brain and you don't, it's what you focus on, really. It's what you focus on your mind, and that's what you receive, or it's your world. So, you know, like we have the COVID thing going, if everybody's focused on that and you're worried about that, then that's your focus. And then you have all those things that are attached to that. But if you're not focusing on that and you're focusing on what's the message, how to vibrate the earth, how to vibrate the planet, how to raise the vibration, then, you know, those kind of things are going to start coming at you. Anything to do with that, raising the vibration, because you put it out there. I want to know, how can I help raise the vibration of the planet? And then, you know, these frequencies with all these cool properties. I mean, I got some Pleiadian Sophitios that I found, and I'm using those in some programs. Pleiadian Sophitios, and the properties that it has, it's, yeah, about transcending and leaving everything behind and, you know, jumping forward, quantum leap. I mean, that kind of stuff that, again, like, people don't understand a little bit. It's hard for them. I did, you know, I had an out-of-body experience. So and I had a spirit that I sent to the light. And I had another experience where I healed myself, and the light came through my chakra and out of my hands. And it was pretty amazing. I had all those things happen. So that's why I can say, yeah, this stuff is real.
Yeah. Tell me more about the Pleiadian frequency, or more about that that knowledge. Like, if somebody wants to know more, what would you tell them?
How would you do that? You know, there's, I want to say, there's Google. You can go about that way if you're one of those people. I want to say most of my messages, like, you know, the out of body, spirit thing, those all, I didn't study anything, how to do any of that.
Yeah.
It's just stuff that happens, and I dealt with it, and I got through it, and I'm still alive, you know, because it was weird. We were doing a meditation, a group meditation, and I was lying on the ground. And all of a sudden, I look down and I'm lying there and everybody else is, but I'm flying. I go, oh, this is cool. I'm going to fly. And then my parents passed away. So I'm flying around and all of a sudden, hey, there they are. And they go, hi, we love you. And I go, oh, I love you too. And they go, you're doing the right thing. Because that was a time when I quit my job and I went to massage school, that transformation time. And everybody said, why'd you quit your job? You had a good job. And I don't know. I'm going to massage school now. I just need to do that. And right at that time, that was my question. And then I had an out-of-body thing and they answered me. You're doing the right thing. I said, thanks. And then I go, I'm going to fly some more. Bye. And I, because wherever you think you can go there, that's how it was when I was out of my body. So I flew in some kind of cool places. And then the guy snapped his finger or something, and I was back. I'm like, oh, wow, that was fun. I go, was that only about 10 minutes? Because that was too short. He goes, no, we were out for an hour. I said, really? So that's where that time and space and stuff, it's just instant right there. What you just think of it, it's there. And telepathic communication is where it's at. You don't speak with your voice. It's just your mind. And so that's what that... That's how I realized that. It just happened. And I needed to know that. And the spirit thing, since I had the communication with my parents as spirits, you know, I knew I just talked to them, tell them to let me go and go to the light. He was hanging on to my neck. And when I figured it out, that he told me he was scared and looking for his family.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, do you see the light? And he goes, yeah. And I said, go to the light. Let me go and go to the light and you'll find your family. You can't hang on to me. Otherwise, you can't go. And then finally, he let go and I was free. And I just went, oh, wow. And that was, again, really early in my, when I first transformed, I guess. Is that what I did? I got that message from the spirit that got to send it to the light. And then the healing part, I cut my knee open. And I was supposed to get stitches, but I go, I don't want stitches. Then I, you know, God. So I said, okay, I pray. I go, universe, send me your universal power so I can heal myself. And then all of a sudden, this bright white light came in my crown chakra and started coming out of my hands. I go, okay, I'm going to just put it next to my knee. And I put it next to my knee, but I didn't even touch it. And it just got really hot. And, I fell asleep next morning. It looked like I had stitches. So, you know, self-healing, that's again.
Beautiful.
And I didn't study anything. So all these things came to me. It's hard to say where you find the answers. They're inside of you already. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful, Derek. I was thinking about past lives too. And when we first started chatting before I started recording, you were talking about Reiki. And you were talking about being in a forest because I was burning some incense from a Japanese forest. And you're like, oh, and my Reiki training. So that experience of self-healing right now, would you say that's similar to Reiki? Or was this just a beautiful, exactly what you said it was? And then Reiki is something different. Seems like a similar to the story of the man who invented, you know, what's called Reiki, that he had that experience too.
Yeah, the Reiki himself. Person, actually, that's he went funny. Up there to die because there was nothing else he could experience. So he went up there to experience death, pretty much. And he came back enlightened, you know, because he needed to experience all these different things. And I'm sure he had a motive to do that. But again, I didn't. These things just came to me. I'm supposed to know that. But again, I'm telling you, you know that too. You just haven't got the key yet to open that door, right? Maybe you're hearing my story. I feel it inspires people so that they can find their key. We all have the key. We just have to you find the right key to open up that. And my story is just kind of to help people know that there is a key. You just have to find it.
It's amazing. I really love your stories. You're so fun. And it's really funny because we have never talked before, but I knew that this would be a great conversation also based on my experience of the programs and all that you wrote about it. And you know, you're in Hawaii, which is one of my favorite places. So.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, I want to shooting from the hip now. You just ask me a question and I can give you an answer. I've been through so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like been there, done that. And I'm 59, so over half a century. So I've been on the earth for over half a century. So I think I know what I'm talking about. And you know, I got some of my wisdom. I guess, you know, the more gray hair you have, that's the more wisdom you have. So.
Well, actually, I want to ask you about Hawaii because I spent some time on Maui and then the Kauai. And I was in the Big Island 20 years ago, but very briefly. I couldn't handle the energy there. It was too intense for me, but I'm really aligned with Kauai. And I was just curious on your thoughts about that beautiful energy there. It's so powerful. And each one, I mean, you mentioned in the beginning how transformative the Big Island is for you. Like people often will say, like, you're drawn to a place and if it's not right, they'll kick you off. Or when I was leaving Kauai, it felt like, everything they didn't, the energy didn't really want me to go, but there was a misalignment at the time, so it was like, we'll come back later. So
did you give the island respect? I'm sure you probably did.
Okay, yeah,
that's interesting.
And I was called there, but then it was like, you know, I bought a round trip ticket, so I return in January. Right now I'm in Mexico, but so I was there for, I would say, 4 months looking for housing. And that was really a difficult time to be looking for housing, but I grew so much spiritually as a result. So I definitely benefited and I learned to not be attached to like physical manifestations of, you know, abundance, but rather the spiritual abundance. But I'm also working on my own journey in manifesting. And, you know, I just got your wealth and abundance program. So we can talk some more about, you know, what tweaks I need in my manifesting plan. And I learned so much about boundaries while I was there. And I learned so much about the energy of places, like even from Maui, like each beach at each time I would have to ask, is this aligned for me right now? And sometimes the answer is no, don't get in the water. And it can be a beautiful place, but that is not aligned for you. So, or don't go to this. I was so experiencing a lot of past lives and a lot of karma and a lot of history of other people who died in places that I would feel the energy when I went to places. It's just loaded.
Yeah, that is a place that has a lot of that. So it's, you're feeling that.
Intense history.
Uh-huh. How can I explain it? Because my roots are here in Oahu. Maui and Kauai, they're you know, separate islands. So I've been there.
But I went to Oahu too for like a week. And that was such a different energy as well. It was so
Yeah, that's the big city too.
But even on the North Shore, I could feel the vibration was so different. And also it felt more like a portal where spirits were coming in to work on stuff. There was more friction. So for the work I'm doing, which is very like channeling and higher consciousness focused, it's harder for me to be in an intense place like that. And the love and the depth of Kauai felt so supportive internally, if not, you know, maybe externally, it didn't align with the exact place. But
that, they like, call that the goddess isle. So.
Yeah, the energy Kauai, of the right? goddess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is for you, like, I don't know what my question is. Something about learning from place. The energy of places is what I've been learning about. And it feels like that's what you were talking about at the beginning. Like you were healed by going to the Big Island. There.
Yeah. And I walked around and was trying to feel what the founder of the Chicken and Reiki was feeling. Yeah.
Where was that?
in Kyoto. Yeah. In the mountain, and that mountain has temples or shrines all over. You can visit them, but it's all in nature. And you got to do this hiking and up and down. And my legs were sore the next day, but yeah. Gosh, how can I answer that? Because are you trying too hard?
Maybe.
You know, too serious. Sometimes when you try too hard, it's just right out of your reach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that carrot on the stick, and you just can't get it. Or you know, I got a lesson from the dolphins, actually. The dolphins, I was swimming with them, and they told me, don't chase, because we'll run away. And I had like two Japanese girlfriends at the time, not at the same time. Well, and they both ran away. And I was going, gosh, what's the problem? You know, and the swim with the dolphin, the dolphin said, well, if you chase, we'll run away. And then that was the message. Don't chase. We won't run away. And then I have to say the past girlfriends, they all kind of ran away too. So that was my pattern. So I gave up, right? And I said, okay, I'm going to be single. Who needs a partner? And anyway, and then I met my wife, but it's like we met each other and I didn't chase her and she didn't run away. So somebody told me to tell you that story about chasing things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. Uh-huh. It's a fine line though, because like, as I read your messages about intention or, you know, manifesting, like you say, like, you know, I am happy. I am abundant. Mm-hmm. I am successful. Like, we're repeating the mantra of the thing that we want to manifest. And sometimes that can create like an opposite awareness of like, oh, I don't have that thing, you know? I'm trying to work on deprogramming that methodology of like either or, have it, don't have it, but rather contentment right now with all that is.
That's the other program I have now that's called I Am, that brings you in the present and to trust and to accept that, you know, this is the way it is. So what we're seeking is already what we have. And then, you know, to find that it's almost like when you give up and you realize you already have it, then it's like, oh, it was right there all the time.
Yeah.
What was I doing trying to find it when it's just right there? Right. So what you're looking for, like that, what you're telling me, you already have it. Just trust that you do. And when you do that, you kind of, I guess, break down some walls, and it's right there. It just, the wall disappears, and there it was. But when you're, you know, the wall is built. So just, and the walls start going crumbling down. There'll be no walls. And that's okay too. No walls. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm glad that I'm not living in a tent on a beach. Like I do, okay. I like walls occasionally, but
right.
Sometimes a hammock on a beach is okay.
But this is our internal mind walls that we build.
Yeah.
All these things in our brain and stuff. And we can definitely, you know, let some of those go. And that way everything's connected.
Yeah. So thank you.
Kind of answered your question there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Super fun to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, after I talk to people, I go, how did I know that? I don't know. It's a lot of stuff is guided too. And again, it's you answering yourself.
Sure.
If you can imagine that, or, you know, and you're asking questions, but you're answering yourself. The answers are coming back is what you already know. And that's the way I tell people. That's what's happening when we do some sessions and stuff. Like, how did you know that? Or how did you know that about me? Or you told me. I did. Well, anyway, that's how it's working. So it's just, we're connected and it's a circle. So, yeah.
That's so beautiful. And so if people want to connect with you, Derek, so they go to your website.
Oh, that's one way. That's a good way. It has, it talks about Healy and some programs and things I do. But if you can put my email, you can do an email too. It's highfrequencyvibe@gmail.com. And that's probably the other way to contact me. And then you can ask questions and I can give you some answers. And you might have to get in line because I have a long line sometimes. Like, again, I had that 116 program that I had to put in with 40 people. So, you know, I had 40 emails, people needing stuff.
You got back to me really quickly. So I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And I just went to your website. So DerekNakamura.com.
.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I found out like all I needed to know. And
yeah, some links and stuff and information of how to do things and all the programs and what's in them. That's kind of, you know, tells you what's going on. And again, there's ones that you can create by just telling me what you need. It's called a client specific. So, you know, you're telling me, oh, I need to connect to this, or how can I feel this energy now? Or you just kind of spit it out and see what I can come together with. Because again, I have some really interesting frequencies that I found. And they're pretty cool, all different things.
Cool. Yeah, I think the next thing I want to do with you is a time waiver session. I'm excited to feel what that's like.
I just got off the phone with Time Waiver this morning at 6. I had a meeting with one of the salespeople. There's some different modules now with all different things to work with, like family constellations, so systemic things. There's actually one that communicates with DNA.
Oh.
What I do is I record our session into an MP3. And what you do is I send that to you and you kind of listen to it and it communicates with your DNA to help rearrange things. And then we can do another session and see how that turned out. He pretty much told me that's when you're not seeing any progress with some of the things that we're working on. Then we want to go like another layer. It's a Russian person that developed that and that technology. And that's a module that I can add to my Time Waiver mothership. So,
oh, that's great.
I'm thinking of getting that one. So
that's all amazing. Different. And you were also sharing that you would offer a discount code to people who want to get these custom Healy programs from your website. Yeah,
sure. Anybody that's if they put, what did I put?
Code 33.
Code 33. If you put that, if I see that, then any program, if you buy one, it's
$33.
Up to after 6, then the price goes to 33. But yeah. Anything under 6, you can get it for 33 a program. If you
Amazing.
Code 33, I'm okay with that.
Thanks, Derek. It's really generous of you to spend all this time. And you're such a lovely soul. It's just, I'm basking in your frequency. It's really fun.
It's my purple crystal ball. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you again for the opportunity. Aloha, everybody out there.
Yeah,
I think aloha. This is actually my first to be on a podcast. So,
yeah. And I think you're going to have one someday. I can't wait. What do you think?
After the first of the year, I'm going to be taking some workshops on how to do these things. So you'll be seeing me out there.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
It'd be a lot of fun, you know, if it's just talking. Yeah.
Another way to connect.
There we go. Well, thanks again, Sarah.
Okay. Many blessings.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hi, everyone. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be offering a special for Reiki trainings in November and December. So if you would like to learn Reiki, I have a half-off special for the holidays. And you can go to my website, sarahroster.com/Reiki, to learn more. I offer Reiki Level 1, 2, and 3 trainings. And so you would start with Reiki level one for the first month at least. And this is a wonderful thing to learn when you're going to be around other people at the holidays. I have used Reiki, you know, in the moment while I'm driving or when I'm sitting in a meeting. It's such an easy thing to do and nobody knows what you're doing. You just place your hands on your heart or your legs or anywhere on your body or your stomach. And offering yourself Reiki when you're around other people or other energies or public spaces is a wonderful way to clear the energy in your body and create a protective field around you so that your energy is light and bright and clean and clear no matter what's happening around you. In addition, there may be people in your family that need support, so I use it on my children, especially when we're traveling or going to sleep in a new location. I offer them Reiki at bedtime. I've taught them how to do Reiki for themselves, and it's just a lovely way to transition from the busy day and busy mind to sleep. And they feel it immediately. They often say that they can't go to sleep without it, or it just really helps to soothe them. And sometimes, you know, they'll say, I want it in this way or that way. It's a very interactive conversation, and there is a lot of information to be gained by doing Reiki. So I would love to support you in learning this, and I do one-on-one trainings, and I look forward to working with you. You can check it out on my website. Many blessings. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.